Tomorrow morning, Amir Hashem, we're starting Limud Masecht Yuma. So I saw there's a Meridika Sefer called Ove Vom. He has a numerous Masechtas. He also has a Masecht Yuma. Big Talmud Chochem, a friend of mine, Eliezer Rubin, and a lot of brisk Torah in there, especially on Yuma, which is Kochim Dika Masechta. But in the Hakdama, he brings over there a letter from a Goyen Reb Yankov Addis that he wrote to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky responded to this letter. He says that this is La Mito Shel Torah. He responded to his letter. And the word that he says is as follows. In Masechta Yuma, interestingly enough, first of all, it's called Masechta Yuma. It's going on the Yoim. Really, it's Yoima. We call it Yuma. But really, it's the Yoim. Which Yoim? Yoim HaKippurim. That's what people say. Yoim HaKodesh. It's not called Masechta Yoim HaKippurim, like Rosh Hashanah, or like Sukkah, the Yontif. It's called Masechta Yuma, the Yoim. So, interestingly, in Masechta Yuma, many of the Tosin, which I believe is the Marami Rotenberg, was Mechabedem, but many of the Tosin, it says after the name of the Baal Tosfos, it says Zatzal. We don't find this in other places. Not common to find Zatzal. Zatzal you see today on titles when you see Goyser Roshivas, Zatzuka Lalaha. But you see Zatzal. That you don't see. But Zatzal you see. What's the pshat? He writes Reb Chaim that in Masechta Yuma, mitamol de toysen is shade Zatzal. So he says a beautiful pshat. He says in Masechta Yuma, there's a Mishnah in Daf Lamed Zayin that it enumerates different people, Reshima of Tzadikim, that Royal Askirom Lishvach, Niknor, the Dalsay Seh, all different things Lishvach. And then it says afterwards in Daf Lamed Ches, Ve Elu Lignai, and it's the whole Reshima of Lignai. Al Rishoinim, and the Mishnah says, Al Rishoinim Nemar Zechat Tzadik Livrocha. And on the Achroinim, on these you say, Shem Hashem Yirkov, Sharai, Shem Hashem Yirkov. So he says, could be in the Masechta, where the Mishnah Gufa says that on Elu, it's Roy Loima Lashvach, Zechat Tzadik Livrocha. So the Baal Tosfos, not a Chiyuv, he says, obviously, but in other Masechtas, they weren't Matriach to write Zatzal on every name of every Baal Tosfos, of the Baal Tosfos. But in the Masechta itself, where it says Elu Lignai, and you say Zechat Tzadik Livrocha, so that's why in this Masechta it says Zatzal. So Reb Chaim writes back in the letter, he writes, Vuhu Lamita, he's masking, and he says, Vuhu Lamita Shal Torah. So it's a nice Bechurish de Gepshat. The Maisa, Masechta Yuma, is, we know, the Gemara says in Menachos, that whoever is Oisik, in Kol Oisik, B'Seda Korbonis, Menachos, Daf Kuf Yud, is Malol of Akosuv Kilo Hikivam. So, especially if you, it's considered Kilo Hikivam, so that's the reason why many learn Masechta Yuma. Amol Giyidin, we're able to learn the ganze Masechta, not just Mishnayos, the Masechta, Talmud Bavli, from Yom Kippur, Mi'erev Ad Erev. You do it. In Yerushalayim, my Elter Zeder, the Blaze Don Rabag, used to learn Masechta Yuma, the whole night Yom Kippur. Throughout the whole night. They stayed up. Amol Giyidin was different Yidin. They learned Masechtas. Masechta Yuma, the ganze night. But Masechta Yuma is Meyuchad, that they learned Yom Kippur because it's Malak Ilu Ikivim. So the Avodah Yom Kippurim, you don't have Avodah Yom Kippurim today. So most of the Masechta, the big part is Avodah Yom Kippurim. So it's not just Kilu Kiva, but you have Kilu Kiva on Yom Kippur itself. So that's why to learn it on Yom Kippur. But Lamaisa, even not Yom Kippur, we're learning it now. We're leading up to Yom Kippur. It's not going to be learning it throughout Elul, going into Yom Kippur. We'll be finishing it. But the Etzem Limud, there's a word that the Pshleima Hyman brought down in the Chiddush of Shleim and Chelik Beis in the back, he says that the Gemara says that in Horius, Tafid Gimel, Yikorim Yipninim, Torah is more yokar, more valuable than all the diamonds and all the jewels and all the stones. Why? Zok the Gemara, Yikorim Yipninim, what does that mean? To what extent? Mikoyen Godel Shenichtas Lefnai Velefnim. So, effective Shleima, what does the Gemara have to say? What's Machriach the Gemara say? Mikoyen Gol Shenichtas Lefnai Velefnim. Why need learn Pshuta Shal Mikra? Torah is more valuable than diamonds and jewels and Avonim Magolios. You call me Pninim. Why do you have to say Mikoyen Gol Shenichtas Lefnai Velefnim? So he says the fact that Torah is more important and more Choshev and more Yokar than all the values and diamonds and Gashmi, Dwan Gashmim, that's a double poshet. For that, you don't need to say it. That's a dover poshet. Of course, it's Yikara. but it's even more yucker than Kohen Gadol shenichlas lefnai v'lefnim. What's the shpitz? The highest time, the once a year that the Kohen Gadol is nichlas lefnai v'lefnim, which happens to be famous going b'zayis yov aron al hakodesh. Pasuk's pasha. The going holds that if he comes by avoida zu with this avoida, he is nichlas in the midbar. Aron was Aron, only Aron a Kohen was able to nichlas lefnai v'lefnim every day of the year. Just the parsha of Bezois is when he does the avoid of Yom Kippur. The parsha of Yom Kippur was different in the midbar because of the Ananiah covered where always Yom Velayla was always there, so it was like Yom Kippur. Every the Sforno already says every day was like Yom Kippur. So Al Kaponim, it was once a year, but Bizman HaMikdash was once a year after Aaron. Only Aaron HaKohen was an exception. Bezois, if he does the avoid, but. Otherwise, what's the shpitz time of year? The once a year, the Kohen Gadol nichlas lefnai v'lefnim. So the Gemara is saying that yikore Torah is more yoker. The Dover Ruchni more than Kohen Gadol shenichlas lefnai v'lefnim. That means the Torah is more than even that highest point of the once a year that the Kohen Gadol is nichlas is makdir the Torah's lefnai v'lefnim. That's one daf Gemara to the Kohen Gadol shenichlas lefnai v'lefnim. Now, especially if the daf Gemara is Masechta Yuma. If it's Masechta the Yuma, which is the avoid of the Kohen Gadol, shenichlas lefnai v'lefnim, so you have a double reason why a daf Gemara is more than this highest point of Yikara than Kohen Gadol, shenichlas lefnai v'lefnim. Hakoponim, this is just a small little hakdama, being that we're starting Masechta Yuma tomorrow. About Masechta Yuma, we'll be starting Mitzvah tomorrow, and it's a schus and it's an opportunity to be able to finish mamash by the tkufa of Yom Nirayim. That kufu we finished the Masechta.